T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After initially, Lee, being absolutely stunned by the job report number, so stunned, you and I were laughing yesterday listening to them receive the news on the air, thinking it must be a typo. Unfortunately, it was not. They then took to calling it the worst jobs miss in 23 years.
Futures have moved around a bit on that big miss on jobs. Worst miss, we're told, since 98. We're back in a moment.
A miss. Okay.
Yeah. Joe says ain't no big deal, though.
Well, of course not.
It's nothing. Look, when Bank of America tells you we're paying people more than $32,000 a year equivalent to stay home, and that the Democrats just picked 32 because 31,000 was the average income, so just paying everyone to stay home. When Bank of America tells you that that is the case, you could take it to the bank because their employee PAC supported Joe, not Trump. So, overwhelmingly, anyway, there were a few donations, but yeah. So, I mean, this is a real deal. And so, as usual, as we often do, well, every day now, we go to the UK Daily Mail to find out what's actually going on when Joe says that you have to find a suitable job or else you're going to lose your unemployment benefits. But if you look at most of the articles that have been done on Joe saying this yesterday, you got to find a suitable job or else, and he's wagging his finger at you. Do you really? Well, not really. As the UK Daily Mail points out, the system is essentially an honor system. They write this usually requires self-reporting, which can be unreliable.
You think?
Yeah. I lost my unemployment. Whoever said this, I lost my unemployment and benefits because I was honest with them when they asked me if I looked for a job.
Yeah.
Said nobody ever. Right? So this is silly. They wrote a strongly worded letter. And they literally did write a strongly worded letter. And they're telling the states, you better enforce. What they're not telling you is 29 states are already enforcing this. It's not making any difference. That's because when you offer more money to stay home than to work, people will lie to you. They call that self-reporting. So you read this in the UK Daily Mail. You see Joe is full of it. He's not going to do what it takes to get these people back to work. It's just not going to happen. So Ted Cruz is on Fox News right now calling HR1 the Corrupt Politicians Act.
Yeah. He's said that before, and it is.
It is, yeah. It absolutely is. So they're debating this now. This would be power forever for the Democrats or anyone willing to cheat.
Because
it legalizes election fraud.
Well, one of the biggest issues with this on its face is unconstitutional.
Yeah.
The federal government under our Constitution, and this has not changed, does not have control over the elections. That is clearly and well defined in our Constitution as the responsibility of the states. And, you know, You can argue that there were things that had to be done by the federal government with regard to discrimination to racial minorities or whatever, or women's voting rights. You can make that point, and there have obviously been Supreme Court rulings in that favor. However, this is a complete takeover,
yes,
of the election system by the federal government, taking it away from the states and dictating to the states how everything is done. Who gets to vote? How often they get to vote.
Yeah.
When they get to vote, all of this. And this is all on its face unconstitutional.
And this is one of those rare things where we don't have to rely on the court to tell us, hey, we interpret the Constitution. That's what it says. No, that's what it very plainly says.
Yeah.
It couldn't be clearer that the federal government cannot take over elections. So I am sort of puzzled by the timing of this. If I were the Democrats, I'd wait and see if I could pack the court first. Then I would pass this. That would be the order in which I would do it.
I don't think that they think that they can pack the court. I think that is what their issue is. And so this is one of those things that they're going to do so that you don't mention, you don't see this going on while they're talking about the economy, or some people are talking about the economy.
Yeah, you mean as a diversion?
It's a diversion, yeah.
Yeah, it's a diversion.
I mean, I sincerely believe, and this is on both sides of the aisle, that things are timed in such a way, if you want to get attention for something, you do it when there's nothing else going on. If you want to hide something, you get it done while something else is going on. And all these things legislatively are done either to get attention or to keep it from being seen.
Yeah. I guess what they're hoping, and it might not be a bad gambit. I mean, when you look at John Roberts, right? I mean, the Democrats very clear, because remember when Obamacare was passed and the Democrats said over and over, it's not a tax, it's not a tax, it's right. not a tax. Yeah. And they wrote that in the bill.
Yeah.
It's in the law that it's not a tax. And John Roberts rules it's a tax.
Yes.
Which, I mean, when you look at the two things Supreme Court is supposed to do, one of them is interpret laws that Congress passes. And how you interpret is you read what the law says. So, I mean, if he's willing to make it up that it's not a tax when Congress clearly said in the law that it's not a tax, and he said, yeah, so when he's willing to do that, I mean, they're looking at that and going, maybe we can get Roberts to uphold this.
Well, here's the whole problem with it being not a tax. That was because it was brought up in the Senate. The Senate cannot start legislation that is a tax. That can only be done in the House of Representatives under the Constitution. That's why they said it was not a tax.
Whatever the case, it was a total betrayal
right.
by the Supreme Court for and political reasons, and the Democrats are hoping to do it again.
Not a single Republican voted for it either.
No. Which is, I guess, the way we're going to do stuff now.
Yeah, exactly. That the Democrat majorities will pass legislation without a single Republican vote. And then and that's the way it should be, quite honestly. I don't want to see any Republicans caving for this, for these types of, unconstitutional power grabs.
And
Obamacare was a prime example of it as well.
Yeah. No, and I don't think you're going to find much in the way of Republican support for this. I hope not anyway. Jumping on to another topic, did you see these UMass Amherst honor students?
This is one of the most ridiculous things I have heard of in a long time. What a private citizen does on their time away from the university has nothing to do with the university.
Well, these students were suspended from the university for not wearing masks at an off-campus party. So this is not a campus function.
Right.
While outside.
Exactly. And that's not against the law.
No.
There is no law that you must wear a mask.
Well.
There are ordinances.
Not yet.
But there is no law.
Did you hear Fauci? Oh, you know, maybe we ought to do this every year for the flu now. Told you this
try
was
that.
Coming.
Oh, I know. Just try that, Fauci. Just try it.
I think people have gotten used to the fact that wearing masks, clearly, if you look at the data, diminishes respiratory diseases. We've had practically a non-existent flu season this year merely because people were doing the kinds of public health things that were directed predominantly against COVID-19. The Australians during their winter, same thing. They had almost no flu, largely due to the kinds of things, including
I got a suggestion for him.
If you really are serious about saving lives, ban alcohol. Ban it.
Seriously? No,
You would have no more drunk drivers. You'd have no more drunk, crazy people shooting or stabbing or doing other things. You would not have people putting themselves in positions where they can be violated or assaulted. Ban alcohol. If you're really serious about saving lives, get rid of it. Just do away with it.
Well, I think you shouldn't stop there, Lee. I mean, you should ban cars. I mean, we have, 38,000 to 45,000 people a year die in car wrecks.
Well,
there
is that.
Ban a car.
But quite honestly, if you do the alcohol thing first, you'd have a whole lot less vehicle accidents.
Right, seriously. Because it totally worked out during Prohibition. Nobody drank then.
There are certain things that you can do. There are reasonable there are reasonable things that you can do about risks in life. But there is absolutely no way to make life 100% risk-proof. It does not happen, whether you're talking about medicine, jobs, whatever. Whatever the human activity is, there's a chance you could die.
You know, if you want to live somewhere risky, you can move to Zimbabwe. I talk about Zimbabwe a lot, and it's half tongue-in-cheek, but Terry, who is on the line, actually lived there?
All right.
Terry.
Hey, Tara. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
All right. We've listened to you. So we moved to Greenville the same time you did. Yes, we lived in Zimbabwe. We have a trillion-dollar note. Inflation is unbelievable. I mean, people would go in with a grocery bag of money to buy a loaf of bread, and in the afternoon, you would need two grocery bags of money to buy the same bread. I had a friend of mine run a car dealer. You had to drive from the bank, load up the trunk of your car with money, drive it into the dealership, lock it in the dealership, and buy, if it was too late to get to the bank and buy that car. It's horrible. We have no idea what we're waiting for. It will hit us all, and it scares me. I've been there, and I've done that.
So you're not in Zimbabwe anymore then, Terry. You got the heck out of there.
We moved to Greenville. We were working with some mission organizations there, and politically we were the wrong color. Let's just say it that way.
you've seen these inflationary policies is your point, and it's not fun to live this way.
No, yeah. You can't carry enough money into the bank. By the time you take it out, it's worth less than it's in your hand, and you just can't withdraw it fast enough. So people have no idea. People like me who have lived through that, I'm scared, and I'm trying to find a way out of it, but I don't see one.
Yeah, we're just, I think this is one of those things that we just have to generationally, we just keep relearning. We just have to, we forget the lessons of the past because they're not allowed to be taught because they would conflict with socialism, and we want socialism, so we just don't talk about it. We have to learn it the hard way. Thank you for your phone call, Terry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And this is what Ted Cruz had to say about HR1, probably the best epic rant I've ever seen, Art. But first, I want to read a text from the text line. It's from a police officer. He said, "Hey, Tara, as a local cop, I have stopped hundreds of illegals for traffic offenses. If HR1 S1 passes, a traffic ticket now becomes a voter registration. As an aside, almost each and every one of these illegals had a voter registration card from their country of origin," so says Scott in Greer. Now, the text writes, "Hey, Tara, after dropping my son off at school, I was curious about the fuel lines. Wow, Ingles had 3 to 4 cars at each bay, and the 7-Eleven was packed, too. I did fill it up, though." Good. Yeah. Okay, I want to jump over to HR1, which is the bill that essentially, the way I explain it, it legalizes election fraud unconstitutionally. But as he often does, Ted Cruz did one better, describing what this would do on Fox News this morning. And the reason we're talking about it is because they've begun marking this monstrosity up in the Senate to pray it does not pass. Here's Ted Cruz.
I think this is the single most dangerous piece of legislation before the United States Congress. You know, if you look at this radical Democratic majority, they have really two sets of priorities. One is bad policy, things like very high taxes, very high regulations, open borders. They're pushing that on every front. But the second and their broader objective is to rig the system. And they have a whole bunch of dramatic reforms designed to stay in power forever. Things like adding the District of Columbia as a state so they get two more Democratic senators. Things like packing the U.S. Supreme Court to add four left-wing justices. And things like this bill. It's S1. It's the number one bill Chuck Schumer has as a priority in the Senate. Many of us are calling it the Corrupt Politicians Act, because what it does is it federalizes elections and it strikes down virtually every voter integrity law that has been adopted at the state level. For example, 29 states require identification to vote, a common sense position that over 70% of Americans support. What does the Corrupt Politicians Act do? It repeals every one of those laws and strikes them down. Likewise, 31 states prohibit ballot harvesting, the corrupt practice of paying operatives to collect other people's votes. And the reason it is prohibited in 31 states is because it has repeatedly lent itself to fraud as unscrupulous operatives throw away votes they don't like. What does the Corrupt Politicians Act do? It strikes down every one of those and mandates ballot harvesting all across this country. This bill would automatically register millions of illegal aliens to vote and millions of felons, millions of criminals to vote. And the reason the Democrats want to do it is that they believe, reasonably, I think, that millions of illegal aliens and millions of felons voting are likely to vote Democrat. And their objective is to rig the game and stay in power for the next 100 years and to take the power away from the American voters.
Yeah. I can't do any better than that. That's exactly what this is about, and it shows you who they are. Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line writes, shut down government for a year or two, problem solved. Yeah, that would solve the problem. Now, the texter writes, my first tour of duty in Turkey was 1991 through 1992, and the exchange rate was 5,000 Turkish lira to my dollar. My second tour was 94-95, and the exchange rate was 50,000 Turkish lira to the dollar. Yeah, but you know what? Inflation's hip now. It's cool. It's what everybody's doing. Texter writes, hey, Tara, are Dominion voting machines going to be abolished? Abolished. I'm going to be careful. I'm just going to keep my eyes focused on Arizona, and we'll see what the courts do with what's coming out of there. That's all I'm going to say. Texter writes, Taryn Lee, America needs to keep the main thing. To our founders, the individual state is the main thing, not the federal government. So says Alan. Another texter writes, recently Zimbabwe, formerly Rhodesia, ran an election using a voting system developed in Long Beach, New York, which used bioidentification to prevent repeat voting. HRS1 prevents voter identification of any kind, so we'll fall behind Zimbabwe. That is the goal. It is. All right. Did you see this in California, by the way? Yesterday? We're going to get into this coming up next. The left is big into this. Do you have trouble in math? Is it hard for you? It's hard for a lot of people. It really pushes people to their limits academically. So let's just ban it. Let's just ban it. It's not fair that some people are good at math and some are not. Okay, if we're going to do this, we're going to get into this in the next segment and a couple of other things. If we're going to ban math because it's not fair that some people don't do as well as others, then you know what I want banned? I want soccer banned. I want to talk about it because I didn't do as well as other, and I tried so hard. And I did. I made my soccer team in high school. I did make the team, and I rode the bench for almost the whole season. I did get in one game I played. And that wasn't fair. I mean, other people weren't on the bench. They were being played. And it wasn't fair because I wasn't as good as they were. So I don't think we should just stop with meth. I mean, if this is a legit moral position that the left has now, soccer's got to go. I mean, I was not as good as other people. It's got to go. So does basketball. Definitely got to go. Racial disparity there, boy, and who's good at that and who's not. Football going to have to go too. In fact, all sport. You know what? All of them are going to have to go. And, you know, I've got one son who struggles more with written word and reading than with math or science. So, I mean, that's, can we get rid of reading? You think, oh, come on, we can't get rid of reading. Well, if we're going to get rid of math, if we're not going to do advanced math anymore in California, why don't we get rid of reading? It's not fair. I mean, you remember reading groups, right? You have those when you were a kid, and they were different levels, like the blue and the green and the yellow. That's not fair. Why stop with math? I'll tell you what this is about coming up. In California, yep, that's a proposal from the California Department of Education's 2021 Mathematics Framework. Seeks to end accelerated math opportunities for gifted students. There will be no more gifted students allowed. Why? Racial disparities. Let me read why they say they want to end advanced math. Quote, in California in 2004 through 2014, 32% of Asian students were in gifted programs, compared with 8% of white students, 4% of black students, 3% of Latino students. It reads, in response to these apparent inequities, the framework recommends doing away with the accelerated math track the state's middle school students currently choose. So they have the same one in California that we do here. Under the current system, gifted math students take both math 7 and 8 in 7th grade. Then they take algebra 1 in the 8th grade. They say this track puts such students on a pathway to take calculus by 12th grade, setting the stage for them to take more advanced math courses in college. And that's just not fair. Because some people don't. So to make it fair, we'll outlaw excellence. Folks, that's classic, classic socialist and communist thought. Anyway, the California Department of Education's framework argues schools should do away with grouping students by ability at all. And instead, quote, districts and schools must confront the structural inequities of tracking and ability grouping. And strengthen their efforts to support all students learning along a common pathway. Now, they're going to have to teach to the lowest and slowest student. That's what they're going to have to do. But can you imagine telling Michael Jordan he couldn't play basketball because he was better than other people? And that's not fair. Well, that'd be absurd, but that's what this is. Telling those who are really good at something, they're not allowed to do it because it embarrasses those who aren't. You're a great math mind. Every great thing we have is from math and engineers, math minds, engineering minds, everything. We're just going to gut that. It's total destruction. And think about a society. Once you adopt this for math, okay, the average person probably wasn't that great at math. It's hard. And people are like, yeah, I get it. I wasn't too good at math. But if that is a good standard for math, then and can you imagine a society where this is the standard we live by? Always? In everything? No one able to achieve or allowed to? Ever? All this is going to do is create a system where those that remain in California and people will flee. It's going to create a two-tier system where kids just go to private school whose parents can afford to let them. And now that online schools are so much more affordable, there's actually another option. And parents who can do that or who have one parent at home with, you know, with the kid during the day, they'll do that. And everybody else gets left behind. And you know what's going to end up happening? The poorest students who are smart and bright and in these advanced programs are the ones who are going to take it on the chin. They're the ones who are going to be held back, not affluent students whose parents will just pull them the heck out of there. Heck, they'll probably move out of California. This is just the stupidity, the liberal absurdity and stupidity of this. Do you know what this is, really? I'm going to go deep here for a minute. Those of us who've read People of the Lie by Scott Peck. Many of you have because I've recommended it for so many years, and you always chime in on the text line when I talk about it. And one of the things he breaks down really well in there, he's a psychologist with a PhD. One of the things he breaks down in there really well is the difference between good and evil. And good, one of the cool things about that book, I can't recommend it enough times. My husband's read it. I'm on my third time right now reading it. Once you read it, you see evil everywhere that you didn't see before, but you also see good everywhere where you couldn't see it before because you didn't really understand what it was until you start, and then you see it everywhere. And it's really cool and also kind of frightening at the same time. But he basically defines goodness as growth. Goodness is growth. Goodness is seeking to promote growth. You want growth. You want expansion, whether that is in the economy, in people's earnings, emotional growth in people, health is growth. What do all those things take to have growth? Struggle, pain, even kids when they grow. My two kids going through growth spurts. Mom, my legs hurt. They're stretching. Yes. Growth is pain. It hurts. It's hard. You ever done something really hard that in the beginning you thought, I can't do this, man. God, I'm so frustrated. I'll never get this. And you struggled. Maybe you had to. And at the end of it, can't you feel how you've grown? Well, the opposite of growth, evil, is anti-growth. It's the denial of growth. It's the halting of growth. It's the stopping of it. It's the forbidding of it and the outlawing of it. And once you read that book, People of the Lie, you start to really understand that. And you could start to see it everywhere, things that you didn't realize were evil are. And there are two kinds of evil. There's active evil. We see that on the news all the time, which is, you know, murder and assault and violence and things like that. Clearly active evil, very easy to recommend, to see. But then there's passive evil. Passive evil crushes growth. It doesn't leave a bloody mark. It doesn't leave evidence a lot of the time. It's not even illegal most of the time, but it's often as destructive as things that are illegal. Passive evil halts growth. Devil hates growth. Can't stand it. Because growth is life. Think about it. What life? What is life? What do living things do? Trees, bushes, grass, they grow. Goodness is growth. Stagnation and rot is evil. It's bad. It's got to be overcome. When you look at every one of these policies that the left puts forward, all of them have one thing in common, whether it's barring the most brilliant among us from advancing their brilliance through hard work, which is pain, it's a form of pain, and growth, which is always good. The growth part always feels good. It's the getting there that hurts. Every one of their policies, without exception, 100% of the time, stops growth. Always. Can't find one that doesn't. Stops growth or allows the expansion of stagnation. Anti-growth. And once you start looking at life like that, you can see. One of the best, a really good example of this actually I got from Hearing Life, one of our clients. This is a good example of what I'm talking about passive evil. And these are things you wouldn't think of evil before. People, when they lose their hearing, family and friends don't want to insult them by telling them so they'll speak louder. And a lot of times people who are losing their hearing are in denial about it. And so the first time a friend or family member or loved one says, hey, you know what, you're hearing, I think your hearing's going, they go, no, it's not. And the person will go, oh, okay, sure. Yeah, no, I don't want to hurt them, right? Well, sometimes we have to do hard things that feel wrong and uncomfortable, like arguing with a loved one who's losing their hearing. Hey, you need to get that checked. No, I know you're pushing back. You're angry. This feels wrong because I've made you angry. But sometimes growing is about doing things that hurt and hurt other people for their best interest. Because you know why? If you don't get that hearing problem fixed, the pathways in your brain that sound travels, they shut down. And those pathways take in other information too. So it literally can lead to, and I've talked about this in our ads before, early onset dementia, dizziness and falls. They don't know why. Now it becomes physical. First, it was just mental laziness. All right, I'm not going to argue with them. I don't want to hurt their feelings. I'll just speak louder when I'm in their presence. I don't want to tell them that they're losing their hearing. You're not helping them. or hurting them. But sometimes helping, having that engagement, that clash, that headbutting of, no, look, I got to tell you, yeah, I know you're defensive, but I got to tell you, you're losing your hearing. You need to get that taken care of. What can I do to help you get it taken care of? That's the struggle. It's the pain. Because if you don't, guess what? Now you're dealing with a loved one a few years from now with a fractured hip. Did you help them? By not wanting to make them uncomfortable? Now they can't walk. That is what this California math deal is about. It's about crushing growth everywhere they find it, and that is passive evil. Texter writes, no caterpillar ever became a butterfly without tremendous struggle. It's true. Outlaw the struggle and you can't grow. That's what they're doing in California. The Department of Education saying, no math, no one will exempt, no one will exceed expectations. It is illegal to exceed expectations. It is illegal to strive. And the struggle, bar the growth. You know that feeling too? The thing with growth is, you ever been at the beginning of something? And oh my gosh, the struggle. And I could think of one great example is when I saw one of my sons learning a computer program, and he's so frustrated. He ever yelled at the computer? Oh, he's yelling at the computer. This was like a year or two ago. And now he's using it to design really cool stuff from, it's a long story, but and I was just thinking about this just yesterday, like all the screaming and the yelling, him versus the computer and the frustration, but he learned it. And at the time you're going through, you're so frustrated, you feel like you won't ever do it. And then later on, would you ever trade that frustration? Trade the knowledge you've gained for the frustration that you went through? Of course you wouldn't. Well, that's what you see with the left. Their policies are about smashing growth. Everywhere. Their economic policies have the same thing. Remember when Barack Obama was asked, when taxes are lower, more money comes into the treasury. When you raise them, less money comes into the treasury. Aren't you guys in the whole goal to get more money for the government? Y'all love the government. And he was forced to admit that's not why he wanted to raise taxes. In fact, they are willing to incur less money coming into the treasury to kneecap achievers. You can struggle all you want. You can grow all you want. We'll take it. You don't get to enjoy the fruits of your labor, you might as well not struggle. It's all about stopping the struggle, because the struggle, you cannot separate the struggle from the growth. Can't have one without the other. Have to hurt to grow. Always is that way. Never changes. And that's why they go right for something like, oh yes, no advanced math, none of that. Texter writes, QT on Wade Hampton, Ingalls on Stallings Road, GT Market on Rutherford Road, all out of gas. It must be getting crazy out there. Let's see, what is it, 9:55? Okay, yeah. Have any of you out there just pulling away from the gas station? No problem getting gas? Love to know where that is. Texter writes, 2 + 2 = 22. You are not going to build my house or give me anesthesia before surgery. Texter writes, everything is designed to cause us to become a third-rate nation. Yes, it is, and none of that is an accident. Another texter writes, Tara, that sounds like a poor teacher's protection program. Yes, it does. Another texter writes, so Tara, if one of the students is brain dead, will all the rest of us be held to that level also? Yes, they will. Another texter writes, does this math cancellation apply to private schools? It doesn't appear that it does. Texter writes, as people achieve, they gain confidence in themselves. We can't have that, of course. Another texter writes, it's easier to control dumb people. Boy, are we seeing that in our society right now. Another texter writes, Tara, soon we will be teaching our children in the basements by candlelight. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, longtime listener in Tampa. No gas lines here. Average price is $2.79. Another texter writes, I demand a $500 million basketball contract, even though I can't jump. Another texter writes, or just do the rules like rec ball. Everyone has to play an equal amount of time, LOL. Yeah, that'll work great. We all get to play an equal amount of time when we're engineering a suspension bridge. between the mountains, including those of us who didn't get to take advanced math. You want to be the first one to drive your car across it? You be my guest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!